One of the things that is going on right now in Ontario is the inquest on the Kimberly Rogers case, and that's a case where a woman was banned from welfare and ended up dying in Sudbury last year, and I think that there's a lot of interveners and anti-poverty groups around the country in that inquest. So we'll have a couple more questions, and then we're going to go on to the next. Yeah. Could you stand up?
So around what you were just saying, what happens to somebody who is on disability benefits?
Same.
Okay.
Exact same
okay.
thing.
Not going to work, you disqualify from income assistance. Okay. Who is then held responsible for this person?
Can you ask a question?
You mean if
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? They've already been told or through whatever process that they're unemployable. You mean, because really, if you're on income assistance and they qualify, you're going to go out and find a job to attend. You know what I mean? But then you've got a person who can't go out for whatever the reasons for physical disability or mental disability. You know what I mean? And they disqualify from social assistance.
Well, so if you're a person that has a disability and you have a dependent or another person that lives with you in your family, you're not going to be disqualified altogether, right? Your penalties are going to be monetary. You're going to lose money. But if you're a single person, that's right, and you're committed and you're charged and convicted of welfare fraud and your own disability, I think...
So you have to move to another province.
You have to move, or have a baby, or get married. So I say move.
We had one question beside you, and then Stephen, and then we're going to go on to Christina. There was one somebody beside you, I think, who had a question. Was it?
Yeah.
That's right. Sorry.
I just had one about the children, because in a sense the children are paying the penalty for the parents.
Uh-huh.
Not very fixed income.
Well,
and you have young children that have.
And you know what? You're so right. And I think that there's something very wrong, and it kind of, you know, it squeaked the whole time I was reading this, just a... the fibers you get, right, when you deal with legal challenges and things like that, to disqualify a family unit for the actions of one. Well, not to disqualify, because the family unit is never disqualified. And I think the ministry was very much alive to the fact that they could not go ahead and disqualify a whole family with dependents because one person did that. That would never withstand a charter challenge. And so I think they were very alive to that, and they decided to make a monetary penalty. But if you have two adults that have been charged with something or convicted of something or that signed an acknowledgement, and you take the money off their check to the tune of $200, of course the people most penalized there are going to be the kids. And I think the ministry tried to balance that and say, we don't want to penalize the kids, but we want to penalize, but we don't want this to crash under the charter and have the whole legislation declared invalid, so we'll take $200, right? But it's shaky. I mean, and maybe a judge would say it's reasonable, there's enough money left for the child. Maybe a judge would say it's appalling, the kids have to go without this and that, you know, vital stuff. But you can tell that they thought of that and that they carefully tried to maneuver the way around it by just deducting money off of people that had children. And the most you can be penalized of, if you're two adults that have been convicted of something, is $200 a month if you have children. So you can tell that they thought of that, and they thought they could get away with $200.
Stephen.
Yeah, just a couple of things. Thanks. So if it's a criminal conviction, the sanction is going to be lifetime regardless. So if it's a monetary reduction, it's lifetime monetary reduction.
No, if you're a single person and you're alone and it's criminal code, it's no more welfare, ever.
But what I'm saying is, regardless of whether you're one or two or three. The sanction is lifetime for criminal offense.
No, that well, if you're more person...
Sanction meaning disqualification or reduction.
Well, the sanction, if you're convicted of a criminal code offense, if you're one person, you're disqualified. If you're more than one, it will be, you'll have the monetary reductions for your life. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'll read my notes again to make sure, because I got to say that I was reading this and I was going like, but yeah.
I'm gonna sort of go on to the next thing after Stephen's finished, just because we do have a fair number of speakers. So.
And that seems to be what it says. The time-limited sanctions are for convictions under the Employment
Assistance
Act.
Yeah. Yes. And when Christina is talking, I'm going to be, of course, listening to what she says, but also I'm going to be reading my just to make sure. And after she's done, I'm going to give you a definitive answer.
I have one other question, which is kind of close to that. If there's a conviction under the criminal offense under a couple on welfare, is it usually only the person who's named the file under the discharge?
Yeah. Unless they charge you both.
So if you're both charged and convicted, then two of you can be disqualified for life.
Well, if no, because if you're well, that's interesting. That's interesting.
If you're family unit consistent, only people who have been convicted. So if all the people in your family unit have been convicted, then people could have lifetime, but I've never had experience with that. If there's a fraud charge against family unit of two,
if the fraud charge is against one and your family unit of two, then I think you're saved a little bit and you'll get the deductions. If you're a family and if you're both charged, then it should be the deduction of $300, right? Like two adults that are convicted of something, then it's. They would each get one.
So if you're involved in some sort of thing where you're both not,
you're both charged, co-accused. They say these two people have schemed. And if you're both convicted.
It was the word only that was the one I couldn't see before, but then only is the key word.
Yeah.
All the people in the unit are.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Roxanne.